Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Rose of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We are talking with people in your area, and we would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
I am, but I'm actually getting ready to go on a trip, and so I don't really have any time right now.
Oh, got it. But the limit is not going to take that long, ma'am. You will find the topic really interesting. We will try to do this as fast as we can.
Okay, you're breaking up. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we are going to try to do this as fast. Yes, we are going to try to do this as fast as we can. Can you please tell me in which state do you currently live?
Rhode Island.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you live in the city of Providence or outside the city of Providence?
Providence.
Okay, thank you. And what is the zip code where you live?
02906.
Thank you very, very much. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
No. Okay. And are you or is any member of your household a teacher, an employee of a school, college, or university, or a member of a teacher's union or teacher's association? Okay. And in what year were you born? It is a statistical question only.
1974.
Okay, 1974. And which one of the following best describes you? A man, a woman, or you identify yourself in some other way? It is a statistical question only.
A woman.
Thank you. And to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or a Spanish-speaking background? Yes? No?
No.
Yeah. Okay. For statistical purposes only, what is your main ethnic or racial heritage? Would you say Caucasian or white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino-American, or Asian-American?
Wow.
Okay. And what is the last grade you completed in the school?
A master's degree.
Master's degree. Okay. Thank you very much. And how many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 or younger for whom you are the parent or guardian?
None.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I'm just going to read you really quick a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me, as I read each one, if your opinion of it is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If I name one you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. The first one is Governor Dan McKee. Have you heard about this person?
Favorable.
Favorable? Will you say very favorable or
yes.
Somewhat favorable? Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. And what about Mayor Brett Smiley? Have you heard about this? Mayor Brett Smiley?
Yes,
okay.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. What about RIDE? That is the Rhode Island Department of Education. Will you say very or somewhat favorable or very or somewhat unfavorable?
Next.
Which one? I'm sorry.
Next, I'm not very familiar.
Oh, that's okay. And what about the City of Providence School Board? Your opinion, is it favorable or unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you very much. Next one. Teachers Union, very or somewhat favorable or unfavorable?
I don't really know much about. Not
opinion. That's okay. What about City of Providence School Superintendent Javier Montañez?
Don't know much about them.
That's okay. Thank you very much. Believe me that you're helping me a lot. I'm just going to read you a list of various educational institutions. Please tell me, as I read each one, if your opinion of it is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If I name one you don't know too much about, just tell me, we'll go on to the next one. The first one is private and parochial schools in Providence. Would you say very or somewhat favorable or unfavorable?
Go on to the next.
Okay, that's okay. And what about innovation in schools in Providence? Favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What about traditional public schools in Providence?
Unfavorable.
Very or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Public charter schools in Providence? Very or somewhat favorable or unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. What about magnet schools in Providence?
I don't know much. You can go on to the next.
Okay, that's okay. And what are some of reasons for your somewhat favorable opinion of public charter schools in Providence? Can you please tell me specifically?
I think I'm only familiar with one, and the people I know, or the person I know that is connected with them, it just feels like it's a good option for people who can't afford private school.
Okay. I'm just typing your answer right here. Okay, thank you very much. Would you say public education in Providence is headed in the right direction, or is public education in Providence on the wrong track, right or wrong?
I don't know, so it's hard for me to say.
Okay, and how important do you think it is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child's needs? Will you say very important, somewhat important, not that important, not important at all?
Very important.
Thank you. And do you think the lack of public schools in Providence needs to change a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
A little.
A little. Okay. And from what you know or have heard, do you oppose or favor increasing the number of public charter schools here in Providence? Favor or oppose?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, would you say strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat favor.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, I'm just going to read you some words or phrases that might describe public charter schools. For each, please tell me if you think that it describes public charter schools very well, somewhat well, or if it does not describe public charter schools well, or does not describe them at all. The first one is, are tuition free? Do you think it describes very well, somewhat well, doesn't describe well, or doesn't describe it at all?
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay. What about our open to all? Describe
open
or does not describe? Yeah, open. Our open to all.
I don't. He does not describe.
Okay. Doesn't describe very well or does not describe at all?
Very well.
Okay, and what about our nonprofit? Describe or doesn't describe?
Describes.
Very well, or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, what about our public schools? Do you think it describes or does not describe?
Somewhat describes.
Somewhat. Okay. What about serve mostly students of color?
Describes.
Okay. And what about serve mostly low-income students? Describe or does not?
Describe. It describes. Well, maybe does not describe somewhat, actually.
Oh, okay. That's okay. And what about help improve the entire public school system? describe very well? That's describe.
Yeah, describes. Describes.
Very well, or just somewhat. Okay.
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public schools become more favorable, less favorable, or has it not changed one way or the other?
Less favorable.
Less favorable, thank you. And what are some of the reasons your opinion of traditional public schools has become less favorable over the past year? Can you please tell me specifically?
I think because it seems like after the pandemic, it really highlighted that if, you know, there were children who were not being served very well.
Okay, give me just 1 second.
So I really need to get going. Are we almost finished?
Yeah. We're almost finished. Yes, these are the last questions, believe me.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just typing that here. And if a candidate running for office supporter increasing the number of public charter schools in Providence, would you be more or less likely to vote for them, or would it have not effect on your vote?
Maybe more likely.
Okay. And the next one, which one or two pieces of information make you the most favorable about public charter schools? Is that the public charter schools enroll children of all skills levels and backgrounds, or are managed independently from local school districts, or are free and open to all children, give quality options to families who would not otherwise have them, or support different learning styles? Are smaller schools that offer more individualized attention or encourage more parent input and involvement, or none of these? Would you please select two responses of them?
Okay, so I think the second one, I think, said gives options to more students of color and different economic backgrounds, that one.
Okay, give me just 1 second here.
And then the second one is about the learning styles.
The learning styles. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, moving on, really quick, the state to cover the Providence Public Schools District in 2019 and are responsible for managing the cities of schools. Do you approve or disapprove of the state takeover of the Providence Public School District, including the state assuming control of the school budget, programs, and personnel of the district's 41 schools? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove? What would be your answer?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approved. Okay. Next one. Which one of the following statements come closer to your point of view about the city's public schools next year? Number one, they should remain under state control until more improvement have been made, or they should be returned to local control in Providence given the improvement in these schools over the last few years. Number one or two?
One.
Okay, thank you. The City of Providence will be investing $500 million in schools buildings. Which one comes closer to your point of view about the priority for this money? One, these funds should be used to build new schools, or two, these funds should be used to repair and fix existing schools buildings. I'm sorry. One or two?
It's hard for me to answer because I don't really know the condition of the existing, but I think existing.
The number one, I'm sorry, or the number two?
Number two,
okay. And if you learn that in the last few years, the number of the students in Providence City schools have dropped from 24,000 to 19,000, which come closer to your point of view? That Providence should have fewer schools than today, but build newer schools with better facilities, or that Providence should keep the number of schools we have today and keep students closer to their homes? One or two?
They should keep them close to.
Okay, number two. Is that the one that you say? Yeah? Okay, thank you. And how much have you seen, read, or heard that starting next year that Providence voters will once again be voting to elect some of the members of the city school board? A lot, some, only a little, or nothing? How much?
Nothing.
Okay, thank you. Now, the last three questions for statistical purposes only, and we are done. Are you currently employed, a student, a stay-at-home parent, retire, an employee, and looking for work?
I'm employed.
Okay, you are employed? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm currently employed. I work.
Okay. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay. Thank you very much. And how would you describe your economic circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, well-to-do?
Upper middle class.
Upper middle class. Thank you. Okay, so this concludes our survey. I want to thank you very much for your participation. You have been so nice. Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Take care.
You too. Pleasure. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.